Good evening, wrestling fans, and welcome to a brand new episode of Squared Circle Society. I'm Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
It's weird that I haven't heard that music at a live show in a while, and it made me realize that. And goddamn,
nostalgia with a tear in my eye. Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up, guys?
Nothing much. Excited to talk some wrestling. We haven't in a while. Some good wrestling. Yes, we've had some good wrestling recently. It's a lot of bad, but we have some good. Some good from nostalgia, I guess. But nonetheless,
yeah, it's funny because I realize I've been watching a lot of wrestling stuff, but none of the new stuff is what I'm giving a shit about. Mm-hmm. With these docs, the A&E docs.
And, there was a meme about that. It's like current wrestling. It was that Drake thing. It's like, eh. And then it's like wrestling docs.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's.
It just proves
live crowds are coming back.
It still proves I do love the genre of entertainment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or I should say the sport, or someone might fuck me up. But I just don't like the current product of mainstream wrestling.
Yeah, I get that. You're certainly not in the minority on that. So it's understandable. We have had some fantastic docs, though, recently.
What are you two going to do? I'm sorry, I'm throwing it off right at the start. What are you going to do when Aleister Black shows up at AEW?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I know you guys I'm annoyed watching it now. Like, it's not as bad as Raw. So they have that. Fast forwarding a lot, but
Raw was decent. Credit where credit is due. I actually had
only
fun
because we've been beaten down so much.
If I watch it, Dan, and I say it's decent, it's decent. So I haven't watched Raw in a long time.
You're not going to say it's decent.
I'm not going to watch it.
I didn't think there was anything particularly stupid. I had the matches.
That's not a high bar. I watched Ron. There was nothing particularly stupid this week.
I don't want to spoil questionable
as fuck because Molly Holly 2.0 is not working for me, but hopefully it goes. But anyway, if Tommy End ends up in AEW, I'll be fine. I'll still watch. I like him.
You'll fight through that gag reflex.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you. Whether it's Impact, wherever Ruby Riott lands, Heidi Lovelace, I will.
No, she already said she will not be Heidi Lovelace. That she does not like that name. It was given to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's there. I know one of them. It was one of the last ones on her list. Ruby Reckless was the first one she said. But the last one stuck out to me because it was Ruby Vandal, for the same reason we know another Vandal. So.
Well, she's
addicted to Ruby. Like, that can change too.
Yeah, it can.
Yeah,
you also still want to kind of have some of that people know that name.
Yeah, so. That's true. But I will be. I will follow her wherever she goes. I love Ruby. I'd say Billy Kay too.
You tried that with Shayna, and it didn't work out. Not Shayna.
Shayna, what are you talking about?
Not Shayna. Fuck! I just ruined the joke. The GM of the partner. The lesbian girl. The fucking other MMA chick that's not Shayna.
The lesbian girl. That's how memorable she is. I'm not a fan of hers.
What the fuck is her name? She got a soccer situation.
Sonya.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah.
I'm not a particular fan of
her. There we go. See, at least someone knew. Thank you.
Thank you, off the grill.
Off the Grill podcast knows his lesbians, damn it. I'm not a particular fan of hers. I liked Billy Kay. I thought she was entertaining.
You were the guy that was stalking her with the duct tape and knives and shit.
Oh, so you were calling me a creep, basically.
I was calling you out, yeah.
Well, that serves you right that you botched that one.
So. It does.
Yes.
Blue Blazer, that shit.
So, guys, we're going to talk some Dark Side of the Ring. There's some rough ones. And we're also going to talk later on the Vice Versa documentary on China as well. And whatever. General wrestling talk. So, whatever you guys are into.
And stay tuned. Dan will defend Raw and probably the pay-per-view.
Raw?
Save it.
Good. God damn. It's been shitty, but I thought the last Raw was good. forgive me for.
You could say Raw was better, but
that is. I would more say accurate.
Good, not great, but it was good. I got through the whole episode.
Man, I believe Pugs on this one.
All right. So our first Dark Side of the Ring, the last three for the summer break. Damn, which sucks. Is the Ultimate Warrior, Doc. A lot of complicated feelings out there about Ultimate Warrior. And first off, I guess the best way to start this, were you guys fans growing up of Ultimate Warrior?
Still a fan. I don't give a fuck what that motherfucker said. I love him.
Did you want like the conservative heel version of Warrior? Can you imagine
if he came out like that and became out like the Aryan Warrior or something like that? Like, like just rebranded himself. Oh my god, it would have got so much heat. It would have been fucking awesome.
I know Dan's favorite wrestler.
Can you imagine him walking out during a Sunny Kiss match in AEW and like just dropping some of those lines? Yeah, that would get heat for sure.
For the record, I do not approve of what he said.
I gotta agree with this comment. So that's where I'm a fuck warrior guy. Even pre-racist bullshit.
No, even see, back then, you weren't.
I'm a fuck Hogan guy.
Hogan at least had a moveset.
I was the right age. This dude spoke to me. Fucking gibberish. But whatever he said, I was ready to go to battle like right behind him. I'm a little warrior. Let's go storm the heaven's gates and all that bullshit. I'm in.
You heard heaven gates.
He's no Marshall Applewhite. But,
there you go. You got a double co-side.
Yeah, back in the day, like I was a Hogan fan. I'm not going to lie. But I never liked Warrior. Well,
we know why.
That's fucked up. I never liked Warrior, though. Like, he always just seemed goofy to me. I don't know, even as a child, he didn't capture my imagination.
He beat Honky Tonk Man. He was on the shit list.
But, yeah, I don't know. Was never, like, my thing.
I had all the toys. I had the fucking WrestleMania.
I was so happy at WrestleMania 5. When Bobby hooked the leg and Ravishing Rick Rude won it.
Oh, yes. That was, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Pugs. So,
very curious to see where they would go with this, because, of course, you had the original, that self-destruction of Ultimate Warrior DVD, which was basically, like, they fisted him in that.
Which, if you watch the A&E documentary, they bring up.
Yeah,
Or did they bring it up in this one too? I don't remember.
I think they briefly reference it. I mean, this one doesn't shy away from the fact that there were not a lot of people that liked him. I mean, very few that would have anything good to say about him. I thought it was pretty honest. This one's obviously a little more negative, but it's not a hit piece either.
More than the WWE in-house one.
Well, yeah, no, that's
that was more piece. Of a hit piece. Yeah, yeah.
No. Which one? I think
the self-destruction.
I'm talking about the A&E one.
No. I'm just talking about DVD.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was.
I
far
wouldn't
off.
Think that that's a hit piece either, because that was pretty much down the middle.
Yeah. I'm just talking the DVD was. You know what?
I didn't even realize what that DVD was about when I bought it. I was like, it's fucking awesome. War DVD is awesome. And I'm just sitting there going, fuck.
I am still mad we never got to see Screwed, the Bret Hart story.
You could sum up that DVD.
That's his fucking fault. We should. But anyway.
Any interview was basically summed up as, yeah, fuck that guy. That's the gist of the review for that one.
I love that doc.
His story. I kind of wish Warrior didn't apologize so he would have beat him with the fucking quarters.
Oh, Jay.
That story would have ruled.
There's something to be said for a jacked up steroid guy, though. I don't know. He might have fucked Jake up.
No. At the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
No, I know. I'm saying at the Hall of Fame. He had nothing left to lose. I don't know. I think Warrior's taken.
Can you imagine if Jake did that and it accelerated what happened 2 days later?
Oh, he like fucking drops right there.
Tell Grizzly I said hi.
Damn. Well, first off, Jake Roberts is full of shit. His timeline made no sense on what he was talking about.
think he should have had the belt at least one time, but that's a conversation for maybe.
I can agree with that, but he wasn't promised the belt there. That didn't happen. But yeah, I mean,
they never said he was promised the belt. He was promised that main event run with Warrior.
I got the impression he was going to get the belt.
Yeah, he also had said that he said in the past that he was promised the belt in a run with Hogan. Again, this is Jake Roberts.
Yeah, it is true in his memory. But I've always heard the run with Warrior. That was one that I always heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Not saying that he would have went over, because I honestly don't think he would have. I mean, but that's still a big money program. So if he was screwed over on that.
I mean, you have to look at that time. I mean, Ted DiBiase never held the WWF title, which is weird. Kurt Hennig never held it. I don't know. Jake probably wasn't the type that they were going to put that on.
Be a transitional champion, no problem.
Maybe they might have done that. I don't know. But yeah, this one kind of focuses on his original life, which was interesting because I've never really heard a whole lot from her perspective. I mean, we've had Dana all over WWE.
He can get an eye roll from me. Like, all right, dude, fucking go away.
Although there's Warrior Girls, but the one thing I was. Now I got
Mel Arena. When is she debuting?
with Dana, I think she was honest too, but she still kind of sugarcoats things. Yeah. And I don't think Warrior's first wife was vindictive. She's just telling you facts without any of that sugarcoating. So I think both tell a unique story and different perspectives.
And they don't get into it, but there was that controversy. I want to say Warrior's brother, I believe it was, had that social media thing that she was like on his ass about, because I guess he had run out of money towards the end and wasn't, you know, been a while since he got a payday. And yeah, I don't know. Didn't paint her in the most positive of lights, but I mean, let's be real. Warrior was an asshole. There's nothing to sugarcoat. He was not a good guy. He was typical. I mean, they go over the infidelity and everything. He was a typical pro wrestler of the time, but do you like him more? Do you feel bad for him at all?
He was not a typical pro wrestler of the time.
Like a womanizer type of thing.
Yeah.
On the road relationships.
Okay.
Yeah, on the road. Yeah, not
he couldn't wrestle for shit. I love seeing him on screen.
I don't think you needed to say at the time, Dan. You just need to say he was a professional wrestler.
He was a professional wrestler.
Well, for me, my opinion has not changed. I still like the memory is better than the actual person, but like what he made me feel as a kid, that's not going away. As an adult looking at what he did, yeah, you fucked up, bro. You said some stupid shit prior to that. You did your boss dirty. You learn how to fucking work. How hard is that? You look amazing, and he wants to give you all the money in the world. Stop being an asshole. Get your head out of your ass and do the thing.
It's that paranoia.
Yeah. But, I'm still a big Warrior fan.
Yeah, I don't know. I never saw it, but I get it. I wish they had focused more on Warrior University, that scam that he ran. I wish they interviewed somebody that actually went to it. There are things out there.
They talk about it on the A&E doc. They don't mention anything about scam, but they mention Warrior U.
Yeah, but yeah, that was like bullshit. I did buy his comic. I tried to fish it out, but I couldn't find it. I do actually have the Ultimate Warrior comics somewhere from back in the day. But
I'm still mad for WrestleMania 12.
It's actually funny to watch it though. When like I mean, literally, like he gets the finish and just pops up like you ain't shit. It took Triple H a good year to recover from that. I mean, it didn't happen overnight.
To be fair, though, it's the Ultimate fucking Warrior.
Yeah.
Only at the time. Hunter Hearst Helmsley. Like, stop being a bitch.
Well, I don't think he complains about it anymore.
And Dan, you know what? That isn't the only thing, because he had the curtain call. That's what really fucked him.
Yeah, no, that's... Well, I don't think that would have gone any different. He was... Now, the hog pen match, that would be a good example.
I like that match. That shit was fun as hell. Thank you.
It was, but that was definitely punishment. Yeah, yeah. I have nothing against Mr. Godwin.
That always gets shit on. I mean, and that was his punishment.
It was a fun match. It was a fun match.
It would have been better if the Divas were in it, but no.
it's proof that you can overcome bad booking.
I do kind of wish they would have covered more of his horrendous run in WCW.
I was going to say that.
That's the only thing that was missing from both docs. The anyone and Dark Side of the Ring.
No one wants to talk about that shit.
Well, also missing was his last match. People forget the Orlando Jordan, ironically gay pro wrestler.
Oh, yeah!
In Australia, I think it was. That I was like, I mean, I get it. It's not like a big part of his story, but he did have that last match.
That's when you say, see? He's okay now.
He tried to beat the black off him and the gay out of him.
I hope he tried to stick his thumb in his ass.
Oh, can you imagine if he just did like an Exotico routine with Warrior and beat him? That would have been like fucking hilarious. But yeah, I don't know. I came out of this. I didn't really have a lot of sympathy for Warrior. I know there's Warrior fans out there, and I understand what he made you feel as a child. I get that 100%. But I don't know. He was an asshole. I don't feel that bad for him, but rest in peace, I guess. They should have interviewed DiBiase again. I wanted DiBiase. Wasn't he the one that, like, later after he died, like, he didn't, like, kiss his ass, but... Basically, yes.
Come on, Dan.
Yes.
Cable Channel 11.
I'm processing it. Cable Channel 11, our good friend Jess. Is that a combination of Orlando Magic and Michael Jordan? Sort of. Yeah, I guess if sprinkle in a little Rico in there, if for wrestling right. fans.
And we better shout out Off the Grill Podcast. See? There we go.
Shout out, Steak. So, yeah, I don't know. I just, this one didn't make me feel anything. A lot of people were like, oh, I see him in a whole new light. No, I don't. He's a piece of shit. But
you know, it's funny. I was finally like, okay, I don't, because I hated the Warrior.
He came back around.
I hated when he needed money, he came back around.
Still came back around. You can, hey, money changes.
It's funny because, like, I always hated Warrior. Like, his last 2 days in WWE, I was like, eh. Maybe I don't hate him anymore. And then he died. Like, well, maybe my hate was keeping him alive.
I forgot how shitty and off he looked when he did that promo.
You know what? It's been so long since he was in the ring. And from the night before, I couldn't. To me, it didn't click. He was, he was blown a little. But how long's it been since he's done that? So it's like part of that. Like, I don't know if he's just like blown from that running the ring.
To me, he looked overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So that's what I took it as. I'm like, oh, he, you know, it's emotional. Like, cause like that speech, the last speech he gave was fucking amazing. The promo, and, actually.
Yeah. If you, and it's crazy how much of that like is used in his RIP package. Cause he like literally said everything. It's kind of crazy if you listen to it.
Every man beats his last breath.
Oh shit.
Do you know verbatim, Pugs?
No, I don't. I'm not bad. He's not Kane.
Okay. So that would have been your ultimate feud, would be Kane and Warrior.
Oh, I would have turned on Warrior in a fucking instant.
When he no sells a tombstone and gets up and just,
that's fine, to do it the hard way. Fucking Ron Simmons' ass. Be all right.
All right. Let's move on to the next one, which I think is the most heartwarming episode of Dark Side of the Ring. In the Shadow of Grizzly Smith. Now this one, talk about affecting you.
I have a question. Did you gentlemen know this about Grizzly? Because I did not.
I did to a degree, but not like some of the specifics. It has been out there. Rockin' and Robin had said something before.
That has gone under my radar because I knew he was like a hard ass raising his kids, but when I found out some of the other stuff we're about to get into, I was like, oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah, because you can see the uncomfortableness in Beyond the Mat when he's with his father. But at that point, you know, you don't really know the extent.
Which I gotta revisit with that knowledge. Fuck.
Oof. This one is like a soul punch. Now, Jake Roberts, also been an asshole over the years. But I think he almost gets a little bit of a pass. He gets a pass.
That snake shit was hilarious. I remember watching that on pay-per-view. And I'm talking, what is it? Heroes of Wrestling. Man, that was...
What a fucking train wreck. But
it was double that and what was and Yoko. Fuck, I gotta pull that tape out. We should like watch that shit.
Oh, that's a Patreon commentary. There and you know what's funny? There have been other like legends shows. I saw a lot of those. There's nothing more depressing than seeing like a legend like fighting with the promoter within earshot of the crowd over a payday. I've witnessed that. I've been asked where somebody could score some drugs, hammer time. They're not a good idea. I mean, have your draw, bring your legend in, but don't do like a whole show. It's like the worst fucking idea, and you'll never make your money back as a promoter anyways. But anyway, side rant. So Grizzly Smith, none of us grew up with Grizzly Smith as a wrestler. I mean, he was always just, in fact, really didn't even know he was Jake Roberts' dad until later, I guess. I mean, I was a PWI guy. I always picked up the magazine and everything. So I think at some point I knew that, and I thought, oh cool. Maybe one of the biggest pieces of shit ever in the history of wrestling, though. I mean,
there's a good case to be made.
Yeah, he'd be on the Mount Rushmore of shit. They kind of go over how he got into wrestling, and this one is blunt. I mean, I think at the very beginning, Jake Roberts just said, he's like, and he was a pedophile.
When he started talking about his mother, he's like, my mother was 13.
My dad was a pedophile. He was dating my grandmother. Yeah. Oh. And then when you go back to the clip of them in the yard together and Grizzly Smith, he was born in love. I was like, oh, this one is cringe. Very good.
They mention her age in Beyond the Mat.
I believe they do, yes.
No, I'm telling you.
Did they mention his and had a difference?
You know what? I think... When we're talking about Beyond the Mat, what, 25 years ago? 20? Mm-hmm. I don't think, and from his time, I don't think people tripped as much about the age just because.
His dad was 28 and she was 13, right?
I'm not saying they shouldn't have.
No. Yeah, it was more common back then, or it wasn't frowned upon.
And because they got married, it was different. And so I think all those factors, like, it didn't set people off like it did this time.
I will tell you, changed. Like when I lived in West Virginia and was during my card game, well, you know, I didn't like West Virginia, but during my card playing days, there was a couple. We used to always play cards at their house. And at one point, I don't know how the ages came out, but they did, you know, older couple, but we did the math and it was like, fuck, she was 13 or 14 and he would have been almost 30. And it was like, man, that is, he's a fucking pedophile. I mean, you know, you got to call it like it is. So yeah, it might have been.
Depending what state they were from, too. Could have been legal.
I think it was. I think it was like a same situation, just got permission, I guess. And
well, it's back then in some states, you didn't even, the age of consent was as young as 13 in places, which is insane.
It is. It's crazy. But, needless to say, this goes into detail about these random car trips where Grizzly would pick up like little girls. And I don't know if it, you know what? I wasn't at this point, I wasn't an adult on this earth, but even back then, there had to be somebody at some point not related to him that would come up and say, Grizzly, you fucking perv. What the fuck are you doing? I don't want
to
see you.
You're going to go up to this 7'2" man who can bitch slap the fuck out of you. And it's like, what are you doing, you pervert?
I would. And I'd get my ass kicked, but I would do it if I witnessed
that. You're a hero, but, and you say that. At the time, I don't think.
I wouldn't fight with honor. I'd get a pipe or hit him in the back of the head or something, but I would do something.
But yeah, back then it was like, just stay away from Grizzly. Keep your kids away. That's what people handled.
Back in the day, it's like, you stay away from that house. Okay. Stay away from that guy. Yeah, because all the boys in the locker room knew when they were making those fucking jokes. I love when it's like, oh, it's by reading of the Bible. Now, that I agree with you. It's fucking very cringe, but like, my jaw was on the floor and I had the most evil smile on my face watching this story. I'm like, because like, after hearing this, Jake the Snake, all that bullshit he went through fucking clicked for me. I'm like, this is why. This makes total sense.
Yeah.
Sucks for you, but I'm glad you got your shit together now and you're able to talk about this and work through it. But fuck me. Traveling across the country like on a 4-day weekend with a 14-year-old and
12, I think, or as low as 9, I thought they
referenced. 9? I don't remember hearing a 9-year-old. God damn. Well, fuck this guy. Yeah, it's awful. The kidnapping. What do you guys think? You think he has something to do with his daughter's murder?
I think.
Go for it, Ty. You want me to go first, or you can?
No, go for it.
That one's tough because obviously the ex-wife that certainly killed his sister was not a sophisticated person. I think she would have given him up. Or fucked up somehow. I don't think so, but certainly it wouldn't be shocking if he did have something to do with it in some way. It's hard to get. I don't know. I just feel like she was the type that probably would have cracked. But then again, we don't know her. She's out in the world right now, which is fucked up. But
she could be friends with Melanie.
Oh, goddamn. I mean, look, when I was thinking I was getting into wrestling, I devoured everything. I mean, I still am a fan, certainly, but like back then, anybody that would tell me a story or talk to me, I devoured information. There's a lot of pieces of shit in those days. A lot more than now. I mean, you know, that still exists. But it's harder to get away with it now. So, you know.
From the guy who constantly defends Ron Jeremy. I'm just saying.
Nothing was proven yet with Ron Jeremy. I will.
But everyone else is a scumbag, but Ron Jeremy.
I didn't say everybody else. I've defended some wrestlers, too, that didn't have proof. So I'm a fair guy. But yeah, Grizzly Smith is a piece of shit.
But do you have proof, Dan?
I believe there was some proof. He married he married a 13-year-old.
There's living proof.
There's living proof.
I don't know. You didn't see it happen.
That's
no. I don't know. Maybe it's all a simulation or something. but yeah, no. I mean, this one was sad. Yet at the same time, you know what? Who'd have thought Jake Roberts is still around? He's still alive. So on some level, you have to consider that a success story.
Know what, though? If I'm Jake, I'm pissed off. Because even now, his father's getting... It's the fucking Grizzly Smith. It's not the Jake the Snake Roberts story. So...
Yeah, but Grizzly Smith's legacy at this point, he's going to be remembered as Jake Roberts' dad, not for what he did in the ring.
Then it should have been the Jake the Snake Roberts episode, not the Grizzly Smith one.
Yeah, I mean, it focused, though, on his impact on the family.
Rape babies.
I'm just saying he still gets top billing.
That is true.
He's the main event in this. He's main event in this one.
Also, kudos to Rock and Robin for, like, her story, like just going to shoot you if you do it again.
It's crazy how, like, they've all been, like, divided, and, like, that was, like, something that Grizzly set up, so they were always kind of put against each other. And none of them are close.
Think, They don't confide and they don't tell what happened. Yeah, that's grooming. Dan knows all about that.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I did feel super bad though when Jake's like, "Yeah, my dad never said he was proud of me," and like that's all I wanted. I'm like, oh, fuck that guy. You don't need the guy's piece of shit approval.
And that's why I said the episode's even named after Grizzly. Yeah. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, that was like, oh god, I don't want to hear anybody say something good about him. But even Robin at the beginning of that episode, and a lot of people have commented on this, was like, you know, I don't want to hurt the legacy. I mean, obviously she did, and rightfully so. But yeah, there's still that thought process that, you know, I don't know.
Like that one, that's her father. Two, he's a wrestling legend. So like all she factored all that in. He raised shockingly a good person. Mind she went through alcohol bullshit and stuff. But like she turned out okay going through all that bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. And she should be remembered too. I mean, it was a tough time to be a female wrestler, but she was very talented. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man. This one's
are
a
we
rough
not gonna
watch.
Talk about are we not gonna talk about his brother at all?
Sam Houston.
Fucking yeah. 32 Crown and Cokes. Fucking A.
Apparently he told the producers that he was about to sign like some big record deal or something. They kind of portray him as not in the doc so much, but is a guy that could never really let go of wrestling and that life, you know, he's always chasing the, yeah. So it's probably a side story you could tell on him if you really wanted to. But man, how many DUIs did they say he had that he was like able
27?
To, yeah, that he weaseled out of?
Fucking ridiculous number. And Mad finally went off and got his ass.
What's up, Steak?
I guess.
What's up, buddy? How you
We're
doing?
We're talking, the lighthearted Grizzly Smith episode.
Right? Oh, that wasn't that heartwarming.
Oh, that was hard the entire time.
Ooh, damn. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. What did you think of the Grizzly Smith or the Warrior episode for that matter?
Well, I mean, I think you saw in the chat earlier pretty much summed up my feeling. I liked that version of the Warrior Doc more than the A&E bullshit they put out. Mm-hmm. Oh, he felt bad about it, did he? You fucking dumb bro. Yeah. Shut up.
If he wasn't sorry, he wouldn't have got his money. Businessman.
Yeah, he's a businessman. But certainly sympathy for Jake Roberts.
Oh, like 100%. I felt bad for him. Jesus, Billy.
I'm not even read that one. I wasn't even telling.
Billy Beam. Grizz knows how to treat a young lady.
I felt bad because I think the Jake Roberts honky tonk man treasure bullshit thing happened a couple days before. Even the way he talked then, I'm like, Jesus, this guy, you know, like as much as at some point it is on you to just, you know, put the pipe down. Yeah. Brothers had like a lifetime of nothing but bullshit, you know.
Yeah. I was like, if you wanna like grab some fans' hands and rub them on your man titties, I get it. You've earned
it. Oh, and by the way, that pay per view is on YouTube, so
it's good. Like, listen, good luck watching it. Seriously, like to try to like take it in as like a serious piece of wrestling entertainment. Like that's something you throw on with a bunch of friends and just like, I can't believe.
I remember watching that shit live, just like, what the fuck am I watching? At least I got 40s and pizzas.
Oh, that I remember sitting down and watching that and just.
I know little Dan was so mad.
I was pretty mad. I think it was like a $30 pay-per-view too. Like it wasn't
Jesus.
Like, yeah, it wasn't discounted or anything. I could be wrong on that figure, but I want to say yeah, it was like $30.
I think it was 25 back then.
25, okay. Well, still 25 too much.
I mean,
Fucking free TV. It's still a fucking
chore
to watch.
Like, I mean, short of them sending you like a voucher, yeah, watch this and we'll send you $20.
I've been to some depressing shows. I remember Doink at a show, and his wife just screaming at him because they couldn't buy diapers, and that was and making eye contact with him at the gimmick table by accident, and then kind of like looking away. You almost
got Virgil again.
I almost got Virgil.
Got suckered into buying some Pampers.
Yeah, I mean, knowing that carny fuck, I wouldn't imagine. I really wouldn't put it past him to just make that entire thing a work. He's like, all right, sweet, you got to yell at me about diapers. You got to sell some of these gimmicks.
Right? You know what? You may not be far off on that shit.
It was close, but like I just didn't bring a lot of cash to that show, and I didn't do it, but... if you haven't watched that episode, like I said, it's crazy, but they're all still around. So there is a bright side.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of shit happened to them. They didn't go, you know, choking on a big steak dinner or anything like that. So I'd say the Smith family is, you know, here, and Von Erichs are down here because of that alone.
Wow.
Oh, that's a heel promo.
No, I was going to say.
We're still here, Kevin.
One father drove them all to death. The other one, well.
You think like Kevin Von Erich's like his two sons right now. He's like, all right, you don't die. Just don't die. I don't all care right. what you do in wrestling.
So far, we figured out Von Erichs can't handle, you know, big dinners, heroin, motorcycle accidents, heartbreak. So stay away from these four things, and hopefully
you're good.
You guys will be fine.
Oh, man, that's going to be so fucked up. Everyone's waiting for it.
There has to be a Deadpool out there for these guys.
You know what? I bet if you looked into Doug Stanhope's Death Pool, they're on there.
DraftKings.
So moving on to what some would say another piece of shit, Dynamite Kid. Billy said, I grew up around some of the Von Erich cousins, and that family was a mess. That's sad to hear.
Yeah. Not surprising, but.
No, not a shock. I
mean, it does kind of, I mean, you know, I think the more you hear about that family, the more it kind of explains, like, oh, yeah, of course they all died.
Yeah.
It's you know, equal parts tragic and just white trash.
Yeah. all right. So then we had the Dynamite Kid episode, which was interesting because Dynamite Kid really is, some would say, the father of modern wrestling. I mean, the way he worked, he inspired Chris Benoit, ironically. didn't work out so well, but, and many others, though. Dynamite Kid, I think, as just a wrestling scholar, wannabe scholar, I mean, Dynamite Kid was doing some shit that was way ahead of his time. And so this one, he's not Grizzly Smith. I guess I'll give him that. He didn't.
Is that the bar?
He didn't diddle anyone, but.
Well, anyone underage.
Yeah,
but man, when that story, when Jacques Rougeau talks about beating his ass,
that fucking story made my year. Oh man,
he's like, and you know, in the horror movies where the blood comes out, he's like, it's true. Dude,
he worked the worker. He's fucking happy. He got his ass.
Yeah. He came in, he was drinking the coffee, I went, ah!
I want to I want to see him come out of retirement and fight Davey Boy Smith Jr. That needs to happen. They all got kids. I think he's got a wrestling kid too. It's got to happen. It was cool seeing Lance Storm pop up briefly as one of the guys that kind of was inspired by him, obviously.
You think there's Lance Storm has there's obvious, you know, inspiration, but no one is more obviously more inspired than Benoit. There's no one
like Benoit lifted a lot of his shit.
He ate this entire move set.
And then added
a cross face.
There's
and a sleeper hold.
Yeah, there's something about
and a chokehold.
There's a curse on the flying headbutt. It's like, just don't do it.
Well, I mean, duh. Right. That should have been obvious immediately.
Next, you're going to talk about unprotected chair shots. Not
That is true. Benoit was one of the few that would take it from the back of the head, too.
Yeah. Like,
that's insane. I can't even imagine taking that. But yeah, this, you know, it runs down his wrestling history in Japan and that Tiger Mask feud, which I back in the tape days, I remember watching those matches thinking, my God, I mean, they are that good. Mick Foley, another guy, not so much in style, but man, though, what an asshole. I mean, he was like notorious and scary too for such a small guy. The way they build up his mystique in the locker room, I mean, you would think he was Haku or something. What did you think, Todd? You're the oldest, I think, in the room. Well, no, I don't think. I know you're the oldest. What was your take on Dynamite Kid back in the day?
I liked him. You know, I remember the Bulldogs and the Hearts very well, going back and forth as a kid. I was a fan of them, but they weren't my favorite. There were no Killer Bees. No, I'm just fucking. But no, yeah, no. Even back then, it was impressive how good he was. I think I was always, though, more of a Davey Boy Smith guy. I mean, he's the one who stood out to me. I mean, not till you get older, you see how good, you know, Dynamite was.
Man. Yeah, you know what a good worker is for sure. I remember, like, my first day training, like, he was specifically referenced. If you don't know Dynamite Kid, learn who he is. Like, that was directly told to me. I knew this wasn't all new information. The only thing they really left out is his, I don't know if he married her, but the current girl he was with when he died, there's a lot of like fucked up stories with her as well. Doesn't quite go over that, but I will say Michelle Billington, his wife, maintained a little bit better than Melanie Pillman.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, that was rough. That was
on the stoop of the rehab center.
It's so not funny, but that when they play that clip of Vince, like, what are you gonna do for money? Oh my God, I don't remember. I remember it being cringy when I was a kid, but
you can read that one, Pugs.
Bean, I always wanted to hang out with Chris Benoit. Such a family man. How's he doing now? He's still not in the Hall of Fame.
I'm waiting. Class of 2022. Make it happen.
You guys think that like 50 years down the road they'll like sneak him in and like that
in the legends?
Anybody that's around,
or that like society will become so fucked up that like, oh, what, killed his family, who gives a shit, put him in the hall, what are you talking about?
He did a mean German suplex. Damn it.
Let's be real, he's not the only murderer that would be in there. So
yeah, no, he's not the only murderer. No. Superfly, allegedly.
Dan doesn't understand like what subtlety is.
I know. I still had to say it.
I'll give you that one because that was for the audio listeners. There you go.
There you go. Yeah, this one was kind of sad too. I mean, you feel bad for his kids, and
yeah, I want to console the youngest one. I really do.
that last plane ride was, yeah. I'm glad you went, and I feel the same.
Yeah,
you need a hug.
Yeah, her and the Warrior Girls.
Yeah,
man.
Oh.
I just figured all the fucking steroids any of his kids would look like Jim Kelly's little puddle.
The ribs that they talk about that he did.
We forgot Luger, another one.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny too. Oh, I'm a born again Christian, and like, oh well, no, he didn't have anything to do with Elizabeth. He had demons. He's okay.
Yeah, no, Luger's an asshole too. Yeah. But the ribs, man. Oh man, like they crawled up through the balcony and like shaved the dude's eyebrows and. And shit in his bag, and like, wrestling was brutal back then. I mean, some of the hazing stuff is just—I don't think there's anybody around now in this current class of wrestlers that would stick around after getting their fucking eyebrows shaved off.
Who was the chick who left after the hazing? The JBL and
was it Amy Weber?
Amy Weber. Well, yeah.
Rochelle something with Orton shit in her bag.
That's the one I was thinking of.
Okay.
Because she didn't know who
maybe
he was.
Maybe it wasn't Amy Weber. They just cut her because she sucked.
Hmm. Yeah.
She had a good film career, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a window into like how it was back then. I mean, those locker rooms. Have you ever seen the video? I know Legion of Doom is in it and a bunch of others just doing cocaine. I can't remember the origins of it, but they're just in the back, like just doing cocaine and partying. Say what you will about him. Wrestlers are not as tough as they used to be.
No, they're not. Like, they quit the business. Someone hit my PS4 controller on me. I'm leaving. I'm done with wrestling. Grow up.
Can you imagine just like going up to Dynamite Kid and just saying, he's like, you know, you really hurt my feelings. I enjoyed this one. I did feel really bad. I had a little sympathy for him. I mean, he was an asshole, but I did.
He seemed he was trying to be the best he can, but you know, demons get the best of you sometimes.
I mean, the fact that the wife still like defended him. I mean, granted, it might be a little bit like, I mean, she kicked him out, so like she wasn't like blind to his shit, but like she's like, no, that wasn't the guy I married. Yeah. You know, so I get it. That anyone that does that fucking headbutt consistently, I'm gonna give a pass to, I think, from now on. Like, it's not, you know.
Yeah, as brutal as it looks, I mean, it's even worse. Yeah. Harley Race. It goes back to Harley Race.
Because, I mean, even like, you're not headbutting him generally. It's generally, you know, it hits the chest, but like, and that's gotta suck. But it meant like the ones where you fucking miss, like where the guy moves, like, Jesus. Yeah, I mean, just start headbutt this fucking wood.
Yeah, the way Benoit did it too. I mean, shit. But, you know, I think the saddest part of this one was the end when Dan Spivey said he told him he loved him and he just asked why. I was
that grabbed me. That hurt.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It.
But speaking of Spivey, he's looking rough.
Yeah. he kind of looks like a I don't know, Freddy Krueger's nutsack now. Pretty much. Nothing against Dan Spivey. Seems like a nice guy.
No.
But yeah, that's the Dynamite Kid episode.
I did want to say, like, I really never, you know, was born after he left the WWE. So, like, I didn't really get into him too much. It was always, when I first got into wrestling, they're British. They suck. I don't want anything to do with them. But just a little bit of like what I've seen of him, I still haven't gone to blazing. I don't care. I'd rather watch the same shit five times in a row. But watching some of the clips of him wrestling, Like, I always thought he was, you know, like, oh, well, they blame him for the way wrestling is now. He's a must be spot monkey, you know, garbage wrestler. No, he's just, he does everything perfectly like everyone else did it, but like faster.
Yeah.
And just as perfect as someone doing it, like, you know, regular speed. It blew my mind a little bit. I'm like, oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. He's magic. He's magic.
Yeah. Yeah. It took me a while for that to register for me, too.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Yeah, I mean, he would be like, I don't know, like, NXT. Like
imagine if he had done like a fucking a gay press slam or a leg drop, like, you know, instead of scrambling his brains every night.
Did you see the difference physically when they showed him at that Michi Nuku Pro attempted comeback in 96? It was like, oh, wow. And if you watch the matches, it's even worse, but yeah, I don't know. He will always, I think, go down as one of the most influential wrestlers of all time. So moving on to what I really want to talk about, the China documentary, the China Vice Versa documentary.
Isn't that a clever name for a documentary series too?
Really looked forward to this. We had heard at least a few years before she died about how she was doing this redemption documentary and all this. Certainly
the resurrection of China.
A lot of footage of which we see in here. It was unfinished. Well, Steak, where are you at on China? You kind of became a fan right at that point, right?
Let's say October of 2000, roughly.
Okay.
It was basically an episode where Rikishi hit The Rock with a sledgehammer while he's driving the car. Or when Triple H was driving the car, rather. Like, that was roughly around the time. That's like the big thing I remember. But I liked her fine. Like, that was post all the wrestling with the men. She was in a feud with Ivory and Right to Censor and all that shit. And, you know, it's just cool enough, you know. I mean, I thought Steve Blackman was a big star at the time, though. So, I still love Steve Blackman, don't get me wrong, goddammit. But like, it's that same thing when you're a kid and you just think all movies cost the same amount of money. Like, you know, it's the same amount of talent in every movie, even if it's shrunken heads. But yeah, I liked her enough. She was gone not too long after I started watching. I think, around May of 2001 she left.
Yeah.
They're like off TV anyway.
Did you watch her second career?
Oh, of course I did. Didn't care for the the Sean Waltman cameo in the first film.
How was she talk? She deserved an Academy Award.
That's one thing they don't, I mean, they gloss over it, but even Sean Waltman has said in like shoot interviews that the porn, I mean, there's a lot going on with her, but the porn really killed her because, like, she was not proud of it, like, and it just haunted her. She was not the person that should have done porn.
That was clear. I mean, if you read her book from when she was in the company, you know, that would have been clear. But, even when that's, like, a half-assed kind of, you know, partial telling of the real thing. But, yeah.
That her manager, holy shit, what a slime bag.
Fuck her entire crew. Suck.
You know what this reminded me of very much? It's like almost beat for beat the Anna Nicole Smith story.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, yeah. That very close.
Minus the weight gain.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I saw her a few months before she died at a convention.
Dude, when she ran into Mick Foley at the convention and she started breaking down, I choked up. I'm like, because all she needed was someone to fucking help her, and like these clowns weren't gonna fucking do it. No. They're just out there. Said, like,
you don't need to be here. You shouldn't be here.
And I honestly think had she fucking survived a couple more years, she could have been like a trainer. Mm-hmm. With the AEW people or somewhere back in wrestling.
Well, I don't know if I'd want her training wrestlers, frankly.
Yeah.
Or, you know, help.
But honestly, I think that, I mean, had she stayed clean and out of, like, you know, and just like stopped making accusations, you know, true or false, just like unfortunately suck it up and bury it, like towards the company and Triple H. She probably would have ended up in by herself.
I think she still should.
She should. Like, I'm just like,
isn't she technically in there?
She's in there with DX.
They did DX. Put her in with like they will confirm her in with DX, but
yeah. She needs to be in there by herself. And I also think when that whole bullshit with the Moolah Rumble, what Battle Royale was bullshit. That should have never been hers anyway. That should have been China's because Andre the Giant, the eighth one in the world, has his. And this would have been a perfect memorial if you're not going to put that fucking bitch in the Hall of Fame, which she should be.
I do agree with Triple H a little. It's kind of hard, you know.
But you can Google X-Pac. It's the same fucking thing.
Yeah, X-Pac.
That bothers me. Hold on.
I'm going to Google both and see what comes up first. Cool. I'm just curious.
What comes up
first? Are you going to do one night in China? Because that's not fair.
No, I'll do an X-Pac. I'm gonna see how long it takes for porn to pop up.
Oh, he was Sean Waltman at that point, but
yeah, I mean, that's the big Billy brings it up here in the chat there.
She seems talking about working around that Mormon group, so I think she should have just went quiet.
And like that's the tragedy is that she was like the manager goes, hey, you need to come back to America.
Yeah.
And I think she was having visa issues, but she was working, that could have gotten sorted. That could have been sorted out. But you gotta come back. We're gonna make you a star again.
She just needed to fit in somewhere. She's like that weird puzzle piece that that needs a support system. Mm-hmm. And she had none. And her sister loved her, but she didn't give the fucking mom.
Oh.
I don't believe a word that cunt said. Fuck her.
There's a lot of things. I mean, I can't remember her book. I did read her book like ages ago. Mm-hmm. So there's a mom. I don't know. There's some shit there that
I tried to call her for years, and then
I didn't know how to get a hold of her. She was on fucking. She was one of the top three biggest stars in the hottest thing on TV.
She was,
3 years.
I got the page 5 on Xbox, no porn. Now I'm going to do China.
Well, no one's actually looking like,
this was the argument.
Type in China. Yeah that's true. All.
Yeah, I never quite bought that, but you knew she was never going to come back. That would have been awkward as fuck.
I always thought there was a chance. I'm not going to lie. Because if there's money to be made, anything's on the table.
Unless Stephanie McMahon is involved. I mean, Savage didn't ever come back. I mean, whether or not you believe the rumors, I kind of don't, honestly. But the fact that they're out there,
I don't know.
I believe it, but I don't,
The WWE 24 of her, walking backstage and running into Triple H the first time, that would have been, wow.
Money.
They actually did. You know, one thing they didn't show was when she confronted him at Rowdy Piper's funeral and he walks away from her. That is out there.
Oh, well, that's...
That's Jesus something Christ. You shouldn't fucking do, though. That's just classless.
She did do some things that probably made it impossible.
She tried to storm her own Capitol fucking building by going instead of the fucking WWE building, unannounced.
Yeah. And who... China knew that wasn't going to work.
Of course she did.
That was for the show.
Yeah, that manager's dumb enough to think, this totally work. But she should have been smart. No, don't bother. That's going to, fucking hurt me.
Ben Grimm, didn't she come back to TNA? She did for a little bit.
Didn't she feud with Angle? Was it Angle? It wasn't completely.
It was China and Kurt Angle versus Jeff Jarrett and
Karen Jarrett.
I don't even remember that.
It was right before she did porn, because it was weird when she came back. I mean, China was never a great worker, but it was a fun match. It was cool to see her back. It was like, oh, nice. So she's going to get a little redemption.
Yeah, I thought she looked decent too. Like
she did, back
physically. Anyway, I mean,
I mean, at that particular point. I mean, women's wrestling wasn't quite what it was, but, it's starting to get there. In
TNA, it kind of was,
That moment China showed up and ragdolled Marlena, Terry Reynolds.
Sick.
I was like, all right, well, I'm keeping an eye on her. Yeah.
She was a legit star, whether you're a fan or not. And was she the greatest worker? No, but you also have to remember there wasn't the same talent pool now. If she came along now and had like a Charlotte to work with or
sure. a test, but I can, but I mean her women's matches aren't bad because it's just okay, I'm going to lift you and throw you, protect yeah. yourself. You know, it's the shit against the men. And like Billy Gunn's like, oh, she was great to work with. She's Are you just saying that because she's dead, Billy?
And a friend.
I would say it like this.
You could probably hit her harder than another regular girl, though.
Yeah.
I don't like intergender. That's a positive thing. I've said that a few times. But China stuff never bothered me.
Believable.
It was believable. I'm not watching Alexa Bliss fight. But,
well, know? I mean, that's a lot of it, too. I was using small. Yeah, I mean, I could watch, you know, Beth Phoenix. Realistically, it was, you know, to an extent because she
There's
is
exceptions.
Smaller. Yeah, I agree. But right, like even Johnny Gargano's dumb wife, that shit was fucking infuriating. It's like I don't definitely not a champion in intergender matches myself either. But
did you see Jim Cornette's review of this doc? Always interesting.
I did not enlighten us.
Well, he wasn't he was not a fan of the performer. He was a fan of the person, which fair enough. I mean, it wasn't, you know, he wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He did spend the first 5 minutes of the review going, she sucked. She's terrible. She sucked. She's terrible. She sucked. She's terrible. Now that that's out of the way, I feel bad. I feel, you know, more for her than I did before. It's, you know, pretty tragic.
And that piece of shit manager of her.
He says all three of those fucking cocksuckers should be arrested.
Manslaughter.
Something. Fucking something. She deserves.
Especially that nonchalant brown dude, the fucking guy who was made. He was just
I just totally want to do pills with her.
Like, bro, you're being interviewed for a serious fucking thing. What the fuck? Go overdose now. You're a waste of fucking air.
I was snorting heroin and meth.
He said it was his fault.
Yeah.
I thought the most disgusting thing was the memorial where you see the dude dancing around on stage with the urn.
Yeah, and the bitch is here.
Yeah.
Seriously, dude?
She didn't get along with you towards the end either.
He fucking
dazzled urn.
Discovered her body with the camera, and now the sicko in me wants to see the footage, but the other part of me is like, you're a fucking monster. What are you doing? Cashing in on this fucking star, this icon's death that you helped cause, you fucking asshole. If I run into these people ever, I'm having words.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and two, I don't know, Cornette didn't pick up on it when they were talking to Dr. Drew. He said before they got on the line with him, we're going to tell him. You know, we're not going to tell them about these pills. Just tell them about these other ones.
Yeah.
Everyone does it.
And Drew, he fucking knew because he's like, if that's all you're taking. Like, there was this little sly comment. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what you're telling me.
Because he had dealt with her before. Like,
yeah.
You know, he's okay. Joni, come on.
Talk about body counts, though. That show, Celebrity Rehab. I mean, my God, it's like a quarter
hey man,
of
not
them
a miracle
are dead.
Worker. Fuck. He's playing the shit out.
I do want to give my account. I went to page 5 on both X-Pac and China. For X-Pac, arrest came up. For China, nothing.
Ooh, even but, Playboy?
No, that didn't even come up either. Just China to page 5. Neither one. I didn't click images. Maybe I should go.
Oh,
oh yeah,
but a lot of Black China was in there too.
Flipped to the point like now it would be kink shaming though. I don't think porno would completely rule you out in WWE.
I don't
anymore.
Think it should, but shouldn't. It probably would still be. A
that's just that's today. Just the bullshit answer they've decided on.
I don't think that's kink shaming though. That's just. They don't want little children watching people fucking.
That's career shaming.
I remember Mick Foley for a while. I don't know if you remember this, was trying to get Trina Michaels in WWE.
Of course he was.
Foley liked his porn stars.
Mm-hmm. See, Foley's the best.
he's like the one I've never really heard anybody like, man, I fucking hated Mick Foley. Yeah, I don't think there is.
No, I don't. I mean, Flair for a little while, but it was more so just I don't like how he wrestles. Yeah, nobody hates Mick Foley, the man, I don't think. I don't think it's possible, frankly.
I co-sign. He's a gem.
I also didn't talk about it on my show. I forgot. I was going to go off on a tangent on it, and I completely forgot to talk about it. This is probably the last time anyone's ever going to bring up Greg Opie Hughes. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the promo campaign started on his show, Opie with Jim Norton,
okay,
in 2016 or whenever it was, 2015 maybe. And it was big news for a little while, but you know, then he thought it'd be cute to take a picture of a fat intern taking a shit, and they fired him. So, and now he does Facebook Live shows. That's good job, Greg.
All right, now the China image results. China typed it in, scrolled, went through all the pictures at the very bottom row, or wait, one above the very bottom row. There's a picture of the Playboy cover. That's all that came up.
Which. Wasn't she like blew China or Sable's numbers away with her first shoot, didn't she?
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just
for,
China.
I will say this, for all this shit people talked, like, obviously, she was.
But to be fair, everyone.
Gorgeous, man. I don't think those Playboy shoots look good, but.
Everyone likes to look at a fucking train wreck or a car accident. Everyone's a rubbernecker, and everyone's curious.
It was a curiosity, and I think more women probably got that one.
That's true.
I did go to a signing for that one, and the people most excited were Danielle, our friend, and Haley, and you know, she was a little girl at the point. So, yeah, it was weird.
She was one of the most popular of all time. Like, you can't take that away from her. Would she be now? I don't know. I mean, I think she would have gotten people's attention. She would have had to do a little more in the ring probably to, you know, hit anything near that level.
But I think she would be willing to learn that, though.
I think she could have, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, yes, you can look back at a lot of wrestling from the Attitude Era and say, you know, that the wrestling itself wasn't that great. But she was a star, a legit star. And another thing they don't go over, and I get it, you're cramming stuff in, but Arnold Schwarzenegger wanted her for Terminator 3.
Fucking even remember that.
With that, now, is that gospel or is that just been
I know Schwarzenegger said it.
Okay.
Now, how far that goes, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he carries a lot of weight in that department.
That feels like if he wanted it, it would have happened.
Well, the story I always heard was they didn't want somebody that looked like she could kick his ass. They wanted like a petite model type to be throwing him around. So basically.
So they wanted it like modern intergender.
Modern intergender.
They were ahead of their time, Todd.
Why can't sexy star beat Brian Cage? I mean, come on. She's a powerful woman. But you notice she didn't go over in Japan, though.
Yeah, but I mean, and it's cool. It was kind of nice to see for once. He talked. I know I still beat her, but she was tough. But
yeah,
he still like kept it kayfabe. Yeah, of course I won, but yeah, she gave
he like, gave her props. He, awesome. Yeah.
Without going, oh, she's a terrific performer.
Yeah,
what a joy to work with.
Yeah, we need less of that in the modern era.
Hate it. Like, I get it. It's fake. Fucking, like, nobody thinks it's real. But just, like, try a little bit. You know? You don't have to travel together. You just don't.
There was not as much of Eddie Guerrero in there as I was expecting either. That was a little weird because she wasn't just DX. She was insanely popular through her entire run.
Although, asking for Stone Cold Steve Austin money, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, but you need to fucking calm down.
But if you look at it, though, it wasn't really, didn't super focus on DX either. It focused on, you know, basically the time they were shooting the documentary because they had so much of that footage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, were her issues. Like, they barely touched upon, like, Surreal Life when she was on that and the Dr. Drew stuff. Oh, I still have all those on my
was that the Was that the season Vern Troyer was on, or was that...
I don't... I think it was the same season, but I could be completely wrong because I watched them all.
Yeah, they were... Together. Remember when X-Pac came to the house?
I do. He came to visit.
Who was he threatening to beat the shit out of? Wasn't it one of the Brady kids? Like, oh,
well, God damn! Now I want to watch all these again.
Which, Patreon. Let's do a Patreon watch along. Yeah. Oh man, if he had like just punched his way through like Mike Brady or Peter Brady, that would have been the best.
You keep talking shit, I'm gonna rip your asshole open again, ass.
Oh, worst injury ever.
I know, I just hate the fact that I had to see Xbox XX.
So. I mean, was it the Papa Brady would have said the same thing to him?
it was Peter Brady. That's what I thought. Yeah. And he dated the chick on the show. Didn't they have their own spinoff show? See, now we're getting into the VH1 shit show. Yeah. So.
Back when reality shows were immoral.
You know what? And that reminds me, we talked about it before, but yeah, we got to talk about Megan Wants a Millionaire.
We still got to do that episode.
Jesus. Yeah.
We'll definitely do that. And, you know, I was glad I do think Triple H, and granted, she did a lot of shit there towards the end to fuck with him, but mm-hmm. that comment that he did make on the podcast.
He kind of has it coming, though.
He had it coming. That was like, you know, you're kicking somebody who's way down here at this point when you're... It's tough, because, I mean, everybody's been through a rough breakup, but look at, like, the
but he was also in between a rock and a hard place, because Stephanie is also, you know, technically his boss.
Yeah.
I don't like him. Fuck that bitch.
To mention Triple H, I mean, he was on the show, like that, mm-hmm. like, you know, like that blew my mind a little bit. You know,
yeah,
like, it wasn't WWE produced, so he had no obligation to.
He's probably carrying a lot of guilt himself. He's like, fuck. Yeah. Had I reached out, she probably would still be here. And
gone about it.
Hunter, if you're watching this, yeah, you should have.
If he had just broke up with her, I think, normally, and didn't let her, like, find some letter, I think I mean, it still would have been rough.
And how old was Stephanie writing that damn letter? Writing love letters? What the fuck?
Also, it's a letter.
All folded up.
Right.
Do she you doesn't... like me? Yes or no?
Does she not know that's how you get caught up? Come on. What happened? They got caught up.
Hunter, I've decided to start writing down every time we have sex.
It's like that Chris Jericho book, Every Match, and this one, Reverse Cowgirl, and Eat Last in 30 Seconds. God, it starts with Macho Man.
I was going to say, does Macho Man call spots like that?
Vince let him pick me up from school today.
Allegedly.
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 So, yeah, guys, if you get a chance, watch it. It's sad. I mean, I do
heard
think...
you've said some things about my brother.
I don't know. The weird thing about that rumor is not a lot of people have really gone right out and said it's bullshit. A lot is like, I don't know. Even like Bruce Pritchard was like squirrely about it. Like there might be some truth to it. Might be.
She attacked him.
Yeah.
I mean, he was the Macho Man. So
this is the boss's daughter. I don't know what to do.
Do you remember that? I don't know if she was at NXT or where she was at, but there was like a dude dressed as like Macho Man sitting like right across from her. It was, oh, it's so funny.
So you didn't put my father in the battle royal. I'm going to fuck your daughter.
Oh, man. That might be a future episode of the show. But we will. I will say, guys, for you listening, we are going to have special guests for the XPW episode, which unfortunately we have to wait for now. But we will. We'll be covering all the dark side of the ring.
And we will 100% be covering, if it actually happens, which it feels like it will this time, the XPW return. November 7th.
So you think so? Huh.
No, yeah. So yeah, there's a date.
Okay.
I might have to fly out for that. When is it?
I'm strongly considering November is what the date is.
Damn, that would be cool to get back together for an XPW show. God. I mean, I know a lot of, you know, won't be the same faces, but goddamn, well, we'll have to talk about that.
Let's see how that crowd reacts if there's still an XPW crowd.
Oh, we won't be.
Yeah.
You don't.
Well, but some of us there will try to start it. So.
God, I have to be there for that. We can all get kicked out together and go to Denny's again. Steak, do you have anything to promote?
Oh, this way. The Off the Grill podcast on my YouTube channel, Off the Grill podcast. That's it. That's on Twitter.com/steaksauceOTG.
Absolutely. Love your podcast. Thank you. And if you're listening and haven't checked it out, sub to him. And Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures, FleshWoundFeatures.com. All the links are there. Our Teespring store. We have some official merchandise coming up.
Ooh, we haven't promoted it yet. Tomorrow's our big interview.
We did.
Yes.
Yeah. The other.
Tomorrow.
We did.
Tomorrow is the big interview with the filmmakers behind Christmas Cruelty. Excited for that one. So be sure to tune in. Yes.
Shirt debut. Another surprise on there.
Nice.
Lots of surprises. I'm curious. I don't even know all these surprises. So I'm going to be, I'm curious to see myself. And on that note, got Steak, thanks for joining us. And thanks, guys.
Man, fuck yeah.
We'll see you soon.
All right. Dan, Todd?
Good night.
All right. And put China in the Hall of Fame. I'll see you in Disneyland.
Ride the red...